Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. News today from the local music scene. Club Passim, the long-running folk venue in Cambridge, has a new executive director. He's Jim Wooster, who's been the business manager for Global Post and served on Passim's board of directors.
He succeeds outgoing executive director Dan Hogan to run the club that first opened its doors way back in 1958 as Club 47 and became a mainstay on the national folk scene, providing a stage for people like Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, and Mississippi John Hurt, among many others. Today is Jim Wooster's first day on the job, and he joins us now from Cambridge. Welcome. Good to have you, and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, a long storied history dating back to the old days of Club 47. How do you see Club Passim fitting into the Boston area's current music scene?
Well, I think we occupy an important place in a very rich music scene, and so we're happy to be holding down that pillar, and in trying to keep that pillar alive and thriving as we enter new times.
And how do you describe that pillar? I mean, what is that place?
Well, I think what's interesting about Passim is that it's very much a listening room, where people come to sit down and to listen in a very intimate setting that's a little bit larger than your living room, and in hearing from some of the greatest singer-songwriters who are around, both on the regional scene and also people who are national artists who are coming through and touring as they tour the country. So it's a very unique experience sitting in a room and hearing people who are just at the top of their craft, entertaining you and keeping you on the edge of your seat in a way that is a little bit different than, say, a rock club, where it's more about it's less about hanging on every word and more about sort of a general experience.
Yeah. What's kept it going? We talked about this connection to the old Club 47 and this wonderful legacy of the kind of folk music and actually jazz going way back as well. What's kept it going?
Well, I think there's always been a great this niche that we are in has always been very vital since those days. You know, we've had people in the 80s like Sean Colvin and Suzanne Vega, who were emerged out of the folk scene and crossed over and became more popular. You know, they both played at Passim. In more recent years, we've had people like Ellis Paul and Lori McKenna and others who have really risen up through our ranks to become very popular. And so we think that that we serve an important role in developing new artists.
You know, it's nice to be having a conversation about a music club that continues on and on. We've done some reporting recently on the closing of Johnny D's in Somerville and TT the Bears in Cambridge, and I'm wondering, Jim, if that does that suggest that something ails the local music scene when we see two clubs closing down, or news of two clubs coming back to back like that, or what's going on out there?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that music clubs come and go, often for reasons that have nothing to do with the music itself. And I think both of the examples that you mentioned, Johnny D's and TT the Bears, both closed for different reasons, but a lot of it had to do with economics and the changing of their neighborhoods. Which often happens. I think sometimes clubs can get priced out of their locations. At the same time, here in Harvard Square, we've had a couple of new venues that have started up recently, like the Sinclair and the Beat Hotel, who both offer different types of music. So it really depends on where you are and what's going on. I would say, in general, though, that the local scene continues to thrive, even though the venues will sometimes change.
Sure. Well, that's good news. And what about the economics of Club Passim? I understand. So Harvard is your landlord, right? And,
yes.
And that works out and is going to work out in into the foreseeable future?
No, we're very grateful to be a part of their family, and they're very they've been wonderful to have us.
Yeah. So give us a sense of, what your goals are for the club. It's your first day, I understand, on the job. So what are your goals?
It's true. I think what I'd like to do is make sure that we can continue this great tradition that we have of providing a place where artists can develop their careers and in some cases go on to real national prominence. At the same time, I think we'd like to improve our programming here and expand it as best we can. We'd like to improve our facilities whenever we can. And we'd also very much like to engage with the next generation of music fans who are coming up. I have two boys in college, And I want to make sure that the type of music that we offer is relevant to their generation, because they're growing up quite differently than mine did.
Mm. Does that mean, I mean, Club Passim, of course, has this reputation as a folk venue more than anything else. Does that mean sort of widening that definition a little bit?
Well, I think it does. And Matt Smith, who books our entertainment, has done a great job trying to broaden what a folk music club can be, to include different types of music, mostly on the Americana side, as well as some of the fine instrumentalists that come out of the Berklee College of Music.
Yeah, some great talent there. So last question, Jim Worcester, give us a sense of what's coming up soon. What's exciting you most about Passim?
Well, I think for me it's just it's a real dream job. I've been a music fan for many years. I've been a musician myself. I've been a board member for the last couple of years. So I'm just completely excited about being here and trying to bring some new enthusiasm, some new blood to our mission.
All right. Well, that's Jim Worcester. He's the new executive director of Club Passim in Cambridge. This is day one for him on the job. So, Jim, thanks for speaking with us today. We're very grateful.
Thanks for having me.